Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I mean, we just had the UFC champion fighter Frank Shamrock on the air. I mean, four-time champion. Later on in the show, we are going to have, well, you know the movie Jerry Maguire? This movie was based off of this person. He is the CEO of Steinberg Sports, the top sports agent. And later on in the show, I can't share with you who it is, but it's a secret guest, so you're going to want to make sure that you listen on. But let's talk about our next hero. Now, he came up with the idea for his business while on an evening run near Balboa Pier in California. Doug Cavana saw an old building and thought it lended itself to an old 40s diner. Now, here's where things get real interesting. With the help of his parents, the dream of Ruby's Diner came true. And you could reach Doug at Ruby's.com because he is the founder of Ruby's Diner. Now, Doug, tell me the name Ruby and the impact she made on your life.
Well, when we were looking for a name for the restaurant, it was built on the Balboa Pier, and we first were going to call it the Balboa Diner, but then I said, what an even better name would be Ruby's, because that's the name of my mom, and she's been my biggest fan all my life, and she was a 1940s gal, and of course the concept is a 1940s diner, and that was a perfect fit. So as a good son would do, I went and I asked permission, and she said no. So I did it anyway, and then when we had the neon sign out, I walked her down the Balboa Pier, had her hit the lights, and there her name was in lights, and she got over it and eventually enjoyed having her name up there at the building.
And how many locations do you have now with Ruby's?
I think with the opening of Anthem Arizona, we'll be at 40.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. And we can't wait. Here, we do our show in Scottsdale, Arizona. We can't wait until Anthem opens up because that's just going to be absolutely phenomenal. Now, when you originally opened up, what did you serve on the menu, and how has that changed? Well, you've been doing it for over 30 years.
Yeah, the menu's changed dramatically. As a matter of fact, we brushed off the old original menu yesterday just to look at some 35th anniversary burger ideas. And we had burgers, fries, and shakes, and that was it, nothing else. And today we have over 75 menu items, including, pretty elaborate salads and dinner entrees. So the world has changed in 35 years, but we still focus on burgers, fries, and shakes.
And what's the most popular? What's the most popular items?
Without a doubt, it's the Ruby Burger, and that will never change. It's what people come for primarily. In addition to that, the real other trust mark of the brand is the milkshake. And it's an extraordinary milkshake, and people love them.
Now, I think part of what the success has been is that you and your partner take an active role in the operations of each restaurant and ongoing quality inspections and interviews with staff members at your Ruby's locations. How does, though, this contribute to the success of your brand? And really, how important is it to maintain the brand? I mean, you've got all of these locations. They're spread out all over. How do you maintain that quality?
Yeah, it's actually constant vigilance. I mean, the brand is the secret sauce. And every day we continually search for new. That's what I do when I'm in the shower in the morning. I find new ways to embellish the brand, improve the brand. So I'm constantly in the field. I do primarily all of the menu development. So I have a real pulse on what's going. Whenever I travel, I find out what's going on with new trends in the world. So we always find a way to keep Ruby's current, yet rooted in our history of the 1940s, burgers, fries, and shakes.
Unbelievable. And you're listening to Alliances Heroes. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align. With me, the host, David Kogan. Be part of the community. That's alliances.com, ELIANCES.com. And we have the founder of Ruby's Diner, Doug Cavana. And you could reach him at rubys.com. That's RUBYS.com. They have locations all over. And what were you doing when you decided really to jump in and create Ruby's? I mean, did you realize, first of all, it takes a lot of work to start anything, less alone a restaurant, less alone expanding it. I mean, and you've got all these locations. It's a huge accomplishment. But I mean, what was the thing of going, you know, I want to go into the food industry?
Well, my first restaurant was, of all places, on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts. And no, I'm not from Massachusetts. I was born here, but had a unique opportunity to buy an old whaling captain's mansion on the seafront, oceanfront in Nantucket. And I did that when I was 24. And I actually had the idea for Ruby's prior to that, but the city of Newport Beach, where Ruby's is located, thought I was too young. So I went off and got my experience with another restaurant, came back to the city and said, and now I'm 26 and I'm this worldly restaurateur. Will you give me the lease? And they said yes. So we were off to the races back in 1982.
Tell me about the decor in there, and specifically maybe some of the pictures and what they represent.
Yeah, in the beginning, everything was authentic 1940s Coca-Cola art. There was an artist named Sunbloom who was the creator of the classic Santa Claus that you see today. He was the Coca-Cola Santa Claus, but he did this huge collection of Coke, you know, poster art in the 1940s depicting these classic American scenes. So that was a perfect fit for our 1940s diner, which was really, you know, my vision of what it was kind of an eclectic vision of all the diners that I had heard about, talked about. And my parents, you know, being both Depression babies, grew up, you know, in the diner world. So they had a lot of wonderful stories to share so we could kind of, you know, kind of infuse all of those great ideas into our vision of what a 1940s diner is.
And clearly your parents played, you know, a significant role, obviously, in your entrepreneurial spirit. Your father, you know, helped you too. Your mother, strong influence in your life, clearly. What advice, though, do you have to be able to carry those values and provide maybe advice to parents right now that are listening that want to instill in their children to do the right thing, to have an impact in the community like you have? What can they be doing?
Well, my parents were continually involved in my life. And, you know, I learned all my mechanical abilities by working in the garage with my dad on the workbench. And he instilled the work ethic, and you know, he had an amazing ability to get things done, and I got that gene from him and that experience from him. On my mom Ruby, she lived to be 94, just passed away last year. She was my true north. She exemplified, you know, the how to you know, treat people in the world, and she was just a cheerful person till the very end. And she loved people, and people loved her, and it was just an amazing example to grow up with.
And you also, too, you serve on the California Restaurant Association as the director. You serve on boards of a few universities. We've got a little less than a minute left, but talk to me about the importance, too, of giving back.
Yeah, it's really what I live to do. I live to serve. And those things are so important to me to give back. The people of Southern California have been so good to us and have afforded the success that we do have. So I do try to give back whenever I can to things like the industry associations, Children's Hospital. I formed a foundation to raise money for kids' causes, and we're just getting that kicked off. So I really enjoy that part of my career and my life.
Fantastic. Well, Doug, I can't wait till you and I are able to go to the grand opening at your Anthem location in Arizona, sit down and have a shake and a burger. You created an icon of Americana that pays homage to a period in our history that's beloved for the culture and dawn of the fast casual food. Doug Kavanaugh, you're the founder of Ruby's Diner. You're the hero. Ruby's.com, RUBYS.com. And this is David Cohn with Alliances. And when we return, we're going to have the CEO of Steinberg Sports, Lee Steinberg, the top sports agent.